It all started with a single moment, a tiny choice that would change my life forever. It's funny how that happens, though. One minute you're walking down the street with a hot coffee in your hand, the next you're tumbling end over end through the air, the earth suddenly flipping through your field of vision, once, twice, three times. The next thing I knew, there was nothing but darkness. People ask me if I saw anything strange during those moments I was hovering between life and death, and I'd like to respond that I saw visions of my family or even angels. Unfortunately, that's not quite the way things happened. Instead, I felt a profound sense of disconnection, no body to exist in, but a frightened mind simply floating for what seemed like forever in the eternal blackness. They say that the man who hit me with his truck was going 40 over the speed limit. With that much force, it's even more of a miracle that I survived, landing on the other side of the street and breaking almost every bone in my body. I had a punctured lung and severe damage to my liver, lungs, and spleen. But modern medicine is a force to be reckoned with, even more so than the force of a speeding truck, apparently. Eventually, I found my way through the empty darkness and was reunited with my body in a hospital bed. This is where the nightmare really began. The driver who hit me was uninsured, and I'm not wealthy enough to afford health insurance for myself. I suddenly discovered that I was a struggling student with $5 million in hospital bills to my name. I finish explaining all of this to the barista before me, and he nods. "Did you hear that last part?" I question. Yeah, the man says, dividing his attention between me and the next drink that he's struggling to prepare. "So, what should I do?" I ask him. "I'm drowning in debt." The barista hesitates for a moment. "I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening," he finally admits. I let out a long sigh and throw my hands up, taking my coffee and walking back over to the table that I'm posted up at today. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but these days I've found my fuse to be unreasonably short. Life can only stab you in the back so many times before you just give up completely. I feel like the shell of my former self, the aches and pains of that horrific car wreck still flowing through my bones with every tiny movement. I sit down and sip my coffee, staring at the laptop screen before me. Rows and rows of job listings are displayed across my computer, but all of the links have been visited already. While there are a few jobs here that I'm more than qualified for, none of them will provide me with what I actually need, a lot of money, very quickly. I let out a long sigh, knowing that the coffee shop is about to close, but not wanting to head home. I just can't take another walk past my apartment mailbox. I can already sense the guilt that will crush down on me as I try my best to ignore the bills that are literally overflowing from within. There's a sudden jingle as the coffee shop door opens and someone steps inside. "I'm sorry, we're closed," explains the barista. Before he can say another word, however, the man who enters steps up to the counter and throws a fistful of money into the barista's face. It flutters around the shop in a flurry of green, drifting this way and that until settling all around them. One of the bills lands at my feet and I look down, immediately noticing that it is a crisp 100. I reach down and snatch the cash up as quickly as I can. "How about now?" the mysterious man asks the trembling barista. The barista sweeps the money across the counter towards him and nods. "I think we can fix up one more drink," he stammers. The mysterious wealthy man is dressed to the nines, looking sharp in a green velvet suit and matching top hat that are both covered in dollar signs. He is wealth personified, a perfectly groomed gentleman holding a golden cane that is topped with a dollar sign. "I'd like 4 of your most expensive drinks," the man in the top hat commands. The barista nods. "How would be our imported 8% chocolate milk, sir?" "Very well," confirms the rich man.